Hello, this is Katie Costello at EnterTheShell.com, and I will be playing a song called Ashes, Ashes.
Ashes snowing in the distance, the fire's growing and trees are shrinking and your heart is sinking, yet you've never felt more alive.
Broadcasting live from NoHo2 Studio, NoHo2.com. It is the Enter the Shell show, now streaming on Stitcher Radio. Log on to StitcherRadio.com for details. And I am joined by Katie Costello. Welcome to the show.
Oh my gosh, thank you so much for having me.
So let me tell everybody a real quick story. Back a while ago, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 months ago, I was with Kai, and you know, for those that have been following the show, me and Kai have been through a lot. Now she's over in Houston doing news, but we got kicked out of our recording studio, and Katie was the guest, and it was a little embarrassing at the time because you were on your way, or actually you parked right when it happened.
It's totally, it happens.
I know, but like not when you have like you know, somebody booked and everything ready to go. It was like the worst possible moment for the time. And we were able to reschedule you for the next day. And at the time, my friend Mark Doty, who owns NoHo2.com, literally just got the space. And he said, you know what? If you need a space, come on down. You can use it. So little did we know that it was everything that you see before you now was not even here. This was completely white.
Yeah, I remember.
Yeah, and you walked in and we did a show. And, you know, from that, you know, NoHo2 opened up its doors and then let us have other musicians on and stuff. But you kind of paved the way for that.
Oh, my gosh. I take 0.0 responsibility. However, I am happy that I'm happy I was the first person in here. That's so amazing because it looks so beautiful and it looks like many wonderful people have graced this room. So it's exciting.
So while I was busy doing that and getting kind of NoHo2 off the ground, you were still doing Lamplight, and now Lamplight is completely done, right?
Yes, it was finally released February 22nd, just so super exciting.
You had your release just a few days ago, right? How did that go?
It was amazing. I did a New York show and an LA show, because my heart is in both places. And it was super, super fun. Both shows, you know, having friends and family there and fans that I've gotten to know, it was amazing. And it was, it feels so cathartic to release a record that I've been wanting to release for a while. So it's exciting.
I remember going on your YouTube and watching the Lamplight series. One of the things that I just loved was your dancing keyboard.
Because, oh my God. Yes, I later had to demote that keyboard, but it was fun when it was fun for a time.
I was surprised, though, that you didn't write a song about it, or did you write a song about that? Because it had its own personality, oh my God. Keyboard.
It did have its own personality, but it was a very hostile keyboard, very negative, just very rude and unaccommodating and a terrible person if it was a person. So I fired it. I still own it, but no, I had to stabilize it in other ways because it was just dancing around a little too much.
Tell me about the producer that you worked with on Lamplight.
The man that produced Lamplight, his name is Tony Berg, and most, or I guess people would know him from working with Jessica Hoop and Amy Mann and Michael Penn, and he worked with Simon Dawes, and just he's worked with so many people that I totally love the crap out of. Hope I can say crap.
You can say whatever you want.
Okay, awesome, whatever. I don't even care. oh God. Yeah, he's worked with so many people that I really feel I have a very unique point of view and are very unique musically, and he certainly is unique musically and has a point of view, so it's super exciting to work with someone like that.
What did he bring to the table while you were constructing Lamplight? Did he bring fresh ideas? Did he say, I think you should use a tambourine right here?
Oh my God. You know, I think that the thing I learned the most from him is he has just an incredible talent for vocal arrangements, for background vocals and things like that. But also just, I would say just like the general arrangement of a song. He was very, it's amazing how like one chord change or one lyric change or maybe, you know, switching a verse around with another verse makes such a big difference. And he was super helpful and amazing in that capacity. But I mean, he's just a phenomenal musician. I mean, he just like rules at guitar and bass and like piano and everything. And it's just makes me want to die. And it's great.
Did he challenge you at all?
Oh my God. Yeah. He challenged me so incredibly much. I joke around with him that he's kind of like this father figure that I'm like in constant want of impressing. So I'm like, hey, Tony, look what I can do now. Look what I wrote. Oh, my God. Look what I think. Oh, my God. Pay attention to me. I want you to respect me. Yeah, he totally challenged the crap out of me. So it was amazing. It was such an amazing experience. I can't wait to do it again.
Other than him, has there been anything else that influenced Lamplight?
Well, I wrote Lamplight, all the songs I wrote kind of a while ago, I guess. I wrote most of the songs in my first year in New York. And I was living by myself, and I didn't know very many people. And I was finishing high school on the internet, which is creepy and strange. And
did you have a digital prom or anything like that?
Oh my God, that's adorable. I wish I did. That would have been kind of kinky and adorable, but that never happened, unfortunately. But I was spending a lot of time by myself and a lot of time reflecting, and also a lot of time just sort of like brooding about the way that I am and what do I want and what do I think about things. And so I really feel like Lamplight was totally a result of just spending a lot of time by myself in a good way, you know.
So it's very introspective.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, it's nice to feel like, I think it's always a good sign when you feel like you could never write a certain song again. You know, I feel like
you don't feel sad.
I do. There's an element of sadness in that, I think, because even songs on like my first record, I feel very like sentimental about it. And I'm like, oh man, it'd be so nice to write something like that. But I think it's a good sign when you are fully moved past a creative, you know, landmark in your life and are moving on to the next thing. But yeah, I've lost my innocence.
Oh no.
Just kidding.
Tell me more.
I am a very puritanical angel.
Well, let's talk. You are only, what, like 20, I want to say?
Let's not name names.
I know. First mistake, you never ask woman her age.
A woman never reveals her age. Yes, I have only lived, I've only been alive 20 years. But sue me.
No, I'm not.
No, but I'm kidding.
I'm just very curious on how you approach things on your record, like heartache and things of that nature, when it's like, have you had a major like crush just like totally turn you down, or it's a lot of,
I mean, you know, I don't actually write about love that much. I mean, I don't think there's one love song on Lamplight, so it wasn't, because I totally didn't have somebody like that in my life, so which you know makes sense. But
yeah.
I guess Out of Our Minds could be considered a love song, but I think it's kind of like want love song. You know, that's a good question, because you know, I have experienced things, I guess, in my young life that at the time they're always far more traumatic or emotional and catastrophic than they appear later. But I mean, I think there's totally, value I don't think people should be discredited. I don't think their experiences should be discredited based on their age. Although certainly, you know, maybe if I was writing about like earth-shattering love catastrophes only, maybe my experience could be put into question. But yeah,
I'll tell you what, we are going to hear more from Katie Costello, and most importantly, log on to her website, katiecostellomusic.com, because there you can like be a fan of her Twitter or a Facebook follower,
everything. I'm all over the internet, like everywhere. Yeah, on it.
We're going to have more with Katie Costello after we hear After Dark right here on the End of the Shell Show.
goes down. Fizzy telephone calls, generous to silence. Empty spaces, forgotten traces of you.
So, Katie, you've been receiving a lot of praise from such magazines as Paste. And a lot of people, you know, some of them run to the spotlight, some of them shun the spotlight. Where do you fall into that with receiving all this acclaim?
Do you mean do I like it?
Mm-hmm. For lack of a better term, yeah.
Oh, my God. You know, I'm as soon as if someone compliments me, I'm inclined to not believe them and never talk to them again.
Right.
I'm just kidding. No. It's amazing. I'm such a fan of Paste magazine in particular. So to have them say favorable things about the record is just super amazing and such an honor. But I don't know. I think I'm probably, or maybe this is, yeah, I don't know. I was going to say I'm probably the toughest critic of myself, but that's probably not even true. but no, it's so wonderful, but I'm a very self-deprecating, self-hating, tortured, pathetic soul, so no compliments will really ever go completely to my head.
Right now you are touring with was it Bess Rogers and Toad the Wet Sprocket, just to name a few, right?
Yeah, I'm playing a couple of shows with Bess and Toad the Wet Sprocket and Ari Hest throughout March and April.
Have you played yet with Toad the Wet Sprocket?
No, I haven't. I'm so excited. Oh, my God.
I'm really excited, too. I really enjoy Toad the Wet Sprocket. And when I found out both of you guys were playing together, I was like, holy shit, I got to go down and check you guys out.
Oh, man, yeah. I'm really excited. I really was not familiar with them. And now I'm doing my studying up, and they're amazing. And I'm super excited.
Have you toured with such kind of big names like that?
No, I've never, this will be like the I guess the biggest capacity theaters I've ever played. So I'm so excited to say awful, perverted things to like a large quantity of people.
I'm sure they'll enjoy it.
Yeah, exactly. I guess they're going to have to. I mean, they're going to at least have to like tolerate me for 45 minutes.
How does something like that go down? Do they scour for you or?
You know, I guess just like with everything else, it's a little bit of like this one person that they know, talk to this one person that knows that you went to the show, that they saw you at a show, that they like your songs, that they heard your CD, that they gave to someone else, that someone else likes you, and someone else said that they should do that. And it happens like that, I guess.
Well, on tour, well, I should say this too. You're a big
it's
fan.
It's like the most inarticulate thing I've ever said in my life.
But we all got it, though.
Yeah, okay. Well, yeah. I hope so.
You're a fan of cupcakes. I remember the first show to make up for you, we got you cupcakes.
That was very sweet. Totally unnecessary, but that was very sweet of you guys.
And then Cynthia made like a ton more cupcakes.
It's just so offensive to me. Because I'm going to have to eat them.
You've been suffering from a cookie hangover.
Yeah, I do have cookie hangovers.
How could you get a cookie hangover?
Okay, so me and a couple of friends had a woman sleepover where we may or may not drink a lot and cry and talk about our feelings. And make out. Yeah. We all make out with each other.
Dope.
oh, my God. Yeah, it was super fun. And, like, I had more. I had a hangover, but I knew it wasn't from alcohol, and I was like, it must have been the cookies. I think it really was. I think you can get like sugar hangovers, and it was like, it was really rough. Like I had to eat a lot of non-cookie substances to like balance out how many cookies I had eaten the night previous. So woman slumber parties are crazy.
I know, cookie hangovers. I love it. Invite me over next time.
You gotta wear a wig.
Done. I have a cornucopia of wigs that you can like.
You do there. Seem like you would maybe have that on the back burner. So.
I really, and I have a nice slimming black dress.
That sounds wonderful.
I don't know if you guys dress up for these parties.
Oh my God.
But
yeah, I'm actually offended that you're not like a little more dressed up.
That's not my style.
Well,
I'm not a dressed
up
guy.
Put on that black
guy.
Dress. You know what
oh,
I'm saying?
Well, but that's for the pajama party.
All right. Well,
I mean, you
got to
dress
enough.
Up for that.
Okay. Well, I forgive you this time.
Done. You're on YouTube. You did your Lamplight series, and you finally finished it off. And two things. You did it with a guitar.
Oh, uh-huh.
And what was that like? Because I've known you as a piano person.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Or a keyboard person.
Yes.
But now you're venturing off and slutting it up with a guitar.
I am a slut with instruments.
Nice. Tell me more.
But not in other areas of life. Let's not talk about it.
Okay.
So, I wanted to... Okay. I wrote a song on the record called No Shelter on guitar. And I've never played it in front of people. I don't know. I think it's scary playing another instrument. Or when you like make the move to play another instrument. Because then people are like, oh man, she doesn't normally play guitar. This is probably going to suck. No, I'm just kidding. But I was nervous because I never played guitar in front of people. Let alone the world of the internet. But that I think that was why it was a good, I wanted to do it is because I could do as many takes as I want. And I know I was really excited to end it with sort of a special note for me personally.
Was that bittersweet when you finally uploaded the last video and you're finally done? It's been such a journey with Lamplight.
Yeah, I was totally freaked out. I made like the last four videos pretty consecutively, like I made them within about 2 weeks, and I'm not a very hip or advanced videographer or YouTubeographer, and so it was really exciting to like really push myself to do a bunch of cool new things in that capacity. But I made like a promo video that was just like useless, but I needed to make something else because I felt sad that it was ending. So I just made a video of like me hiding behind a lamp in like a really weird, creepy way and staring at the camera. And maybe three people saw it, but I think they really enjoyed it. So you should check that out.
How long is it? Like a minute and a half, I think?
It's like a minute. And I'm just like, hey, my record's coming out. And the rest of the video is like me with a lamp, like staring at you.
Yeah, I remember that. And
it's
then
really avant-garde. Yeah.
Yeah, there's like jump cuts to like you on the phone or something like that, right?
Something, yeah. Something that I should have never put on the internet, but I did. So like, sue me.
maybe if there's any money in it, I will.
Oh, my God. Okay, good.
So now that Lamplight is not necessarily over, I mean, you're out promoting it and doing everything. Are you already starting to think about your next album?
One might say it's just the beginning. No, I'm just kidding. I just wanted to say that. Yeah, totally. I think I'm sure with anybody that is, you know, creative or creates something that is very near and dear to their heart, it's sort of like when you're done with it, you are a little done with it and ready to make something else. However, with that being said, the fact that nobody's heard it before, you know, sort of like brings a new life to it, and it makes it super exciting to play it. So by no means am I sick of it. I mean, I feel so proud of it and so ready to have people hear it. But I'm definitely excited for the next project. Yeah.
I think we have someone from the studio audience that has a question.
Hi, my name is Milo. I have a question for you. One of the lead-off song, the cassette tape song, it's okay, I guess. What?
Oh my God.
Can you be more brutal?
Thank you, sir.
It's all right. It's
it's one of the best songs on the album, but if you had the chance to give me a cassette tape that talks about you, what songs would you put on that cassette tape?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Wow. The crowd just like.
Oh, my God. Wow. How dare you ask me when I'm not in front of my computer? Oh, man. Okay. If I made a cassette tape for you. Okay. Maybe I'll name a couple songs because I probably won't do a good job of remembering it. I would spend a lot of time on it. Because I'd like things like that. I would put Across the Universe on there by The Beatles.
I think I've heard of them.
Yes. Some people pronounce it The Beatles. I would put the song... I'd probably put Creep on there.
Nice.
By Radiohead. Also pronounced Radiohead.
They're kind of a good band.
They're okay. I would put the song Criminal on there.
Oh, yeah. Some Fiona Apple.
By Fiona Apple.
Nice.
I don't know why I'm just, like, not pronouncing things properly. It's, like, not funny and is not, like, getting my point across at all. I would probably put... there's a song on the SpongeBob soundtrack that's really good. I don't know what it's called, but it's, like... it's called Ripped My Pants. Ripped My Pants. I put that on there. It's a really good song. I can sing a little bit if you don't know how it goes.
Just a little bit.
Okay. It's like, now I'm going to start laughing. When Big Larry came around just to turn him down, SpongeBob turned into a clown, and nobody ever wants to dance with a sponge who went and ripped his pants.
Awesome.
I'm sorry. That was really hard. That was really hard for me to get. That was really hard for me to get. Oh my God! It's a classic. It's such a good record. Oh my God.
Awesome. Well, we're gonna have more.
Oh my God,
with Katie.
So ashamed too.
You shouldn't be. Don't be. We're gonna have more with Katie, and we're gonna hear her song "Fading Lately," and then we're gonna put you in the celebrity corner. And
what does that mean? Is it bad? Am I in trouble?
Yes. All that coming up next, right here on the End of the Shell Show.
God.
like to go when I'm home. And I've got ways to disappear. Now I can't find my way out of here. Am I really here? I don't know where I've been lately. All I see is myself fading. I don't know who I've been lately. All I see is this place. See the blurry mess that I've yet to relate with. And I've got ways to disappear. Now I can't find my way out of here. Am I really here? I don't know. Just need to watch some TV to get a better sense of what I shouldn't be. I didn't use breadcrumbs, and now I'm stuck in this place. I left my compass at home, and now I can't find my way.
KatieCostelloMusic.com. Look her up. It's kind of a big deal.
Why not?
So, are you still like trolling the internet, going on eBay, buying like crazy stuff still, or?
Maybe. Yes. But, I don't know. I love eBay. I love it. I love the thrill. Same with Craigslist. I just like to buy everything off of those places because I get like a very weird thrill of like outbidding somebody. I mean, it's usually like I don't know. It's usually something like tiny bear figurine. And I'm like, oh, man, I got to have this. This is great. This is one of a kind. I don't know. It's usually things like that that are like $2 and I win because I bid like $5.
And shipping and handling is 10 for some strange reason. Yeah.
And then I spend like $15 on like a bear figurine that I show people when I make them spaghetti.
Nice.
It's very creepy and I should stop.
Well, maybe. We'll see. But you seem to enjoy it.
I do. Yes, I do enjoy it. So you're right. Maybe I won't stop.
Yeah, you won't. Come on. Let's face it.
Oh my God.
Just be more wiser in your purchases. Yes. Buy two bears instead of one.
That's very, yes. That's a valuable lesson that I should have learned.
Well, let's learn some more valuable lessons as we get into the celebrity corner. And this is kind of where we just kind of talk about what's going on in the world of Hollywood. Okay. And there are some news stories. For example, Subway has just surpassed McDonald's as far as the largest restaurant provider.
I don't believe you.
Well, I'm serious. I wouldn't lie to you.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite sandwich? What would you put on it?
Oh, man. Okay, yeah. Well, okay. It depends.
Do you get asked that a lot lately? Or
I get asked that so much. I'm like so bored with that question. Oh, no. Oh, my God. You know, it depends. I'm usually like a tuna salad type of woman myself. I love pickles. Anything pickled, put it on there. I like it. I like turkey sandwiches with like crap ton of lettuce and tomatoes and olives and things like that.
Are you a fan of the avocado?
Oh, I love avocado.
Right?
Yeah, I could eat myself out of a bathtub of avocado.
Oh.
If ever put in that situation.
I can make that happen. I own an avocado tree. I can make it rain avocados for days.
I would actually love for that to happen.
No, you wouldn't.
Yeah, I would. I really, well, I love avocado, yes.
Okay. Maybe I'll bring you some. We'll see. Next time.
I would really appreciate that, yeah.
No worries. There was a new study that Germany did. They are so ahead of, you know, the curve here.
Yeah.
They just conducted a study that proves that staring at women's breasts actually makes men more healthier. 500 guys signed up and did this survey.
Oh, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah. I tried to do this survey, but I just did it purely for recreational use.
Yeah.
Purely.
I think staring at boobs when given social permit is fine. Totally fine. That makes sense. That makes people happier because I guess it's like, it's in people's nature, so I guess if they're allowed to behave the way they're programmed to, they are happier.
Do you think boobs should just be now exposed so that everybody can be happy?
Yeah, I do. I feel so too. Like, listen, guys get to like just have their boobs out whenever they want.
I hide mine.
It's like, hey, what about us? You know, what did we do? How do we deserve this? I don't want mine locked away, you know. It's
right?
Like,
they should be free.
Yeah.
Free range boobs.
Yeah, free range. So, yeah.
I love it.
I am ashamed of myself. Yeah, boobs are great. Great with me.
Awesome.
Me and boobs have a good relationship.
Good. I'm glad.
Well, I'm me and my own breasts.
Well, you're allowed to look at others.
I don't associate with a lot more than just mine. I'm very private. I'm just going to stop.
No, tell me more.
No, I don't want to.
Moving on to movies. Did you ever watch the movie The Bodyguard?
No.
No. Well, they're thinking about remaking it.
Uh-huh.
And they had Rihanna kind of, they're trying to get her to play the role of the lead of the singer.
Yes.
But that fell through.
Oh.
That didn't happen. So I'm curious to know who you think would be kind of good in a very strong, powerful woman singer role that could play kind of a damsel in distress.
Beyonce. Also pronounced Beyonce. You know, I don't know. I don't know. the name Beyonce is just echoing in my brain, and I can't think of anybody else.
No, that's a good choice.
Yeah, I don't know.
She would be talking in her. What is she from? She's from like Texas or something. She'd be like, "Oh, y'all,
yeah,
don't
maybe
save me or something like that." I have some picks. I think Halle Berry would probably play a kind of a good.
Does she sing?
Does it matter?
No. No, they can like CGI that in later.
Of course.
Yeah.
You can do anything now. You need is a green screen.
Yeah, you don't even have to like be. You could be a corpse.
Yeah.
There's probably a lot of good looking corpses out there that would totally love to take the role.
They're dying to get that role.
Yeah. They are dying to get that role.
I was thinking
that was adorable.
Thank you. I was thinking if you wanted to go kind of a child star route, I mean, we could do Willow Smith.
Like, I thought you meant like me. I was like, I'm into it, but people might not believe that I'm a child still. Granted, I definitely have the intelligence of a child, so I could pull it off. Anyway, sorry.
No worries.
I'm just, all I hear is me. Willow Smith. Great. Phenomenal. Amazing. Award winning.
Right. She's already doing Annie,
I still think Willow Smith is like a modern myth. Like, I've never seen her. I don't know what this person is. I don't know what she's all about.
You just know she whips
I've just heard she's like one years old and she sings and dances like a prostitute. That's all I know. That's really all I know. And I don't know what she's all about, but I'm scared. I'm worried about myself.
Yeah. Maybe Jennifer Hudson, I think, is the most sound.
J. Hud.
Yeah.
Award-winning.
Yeah, award-winning.
Yes, she has won awards, gold awards, and I think she would probably...
Right? Yeah. She'd do it justice.
She's very thin now.
Is she?
Yeah, I saw her at the Oscars. I was there.
Look at you.
Watching through the television. And,
Okay, well, let's talk about the artist of the week. I'm going to give you some clues. Let's see if you can figure out who's this week's artist of the week. Okay. Here are your clues. This is a talented bat from Los Angeles. Their first album was released in 2005. Their sophomore album will debut later this month, and guest appearances are made by Ben Harper, Ozzy Osbourne, and Brian Bell from Weezer, and even Joaquin Phoenix share some spotlight. Most importantly, this band will be appearing on the Enter the Shell show in April. So who is this band? Check out the blog section on Friday and find out.
Will you tell me? I can't wait that long.
Maybe. We'll see. I really need the clicks, though. I really need people to...
Okay. Just tell me later. Tell me later.
Okay. Later. It's now time for shout-outs. If you go on enterthesheld.com or you, like, do leave us a message on Facebook, we will shout you out. Thank you. So I have a shout-out going out to Cynthia. Thank you so much for making the cupcakes. You really have to.
Yes, Cynthia.
Yeah.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Also, a very passionate shout-out goes out to Lionel Richie. And, dude, we have not heard from Lionel Richie in, like, forever.
What is he up to?
I need to know.
I don't know.
So if anybody knows, email us. And So just
I would love to know as well.
See, I know. Everybody. The last thing I heard about Lionel Richie was that he was flying in an elephant for, like, a Nicole's, like, birthday or something like that.
Yeah, that definitely sounds...
like Lionel Richie? Because Lionel Richie's outrageous.
Yeah, he is.
Also, shout-outs to NoHo2 Studio. NoHo2.com. Check them out. If you want to do a photo shoot here or just anything, you know, go to NoHo2.com and Mark Doty will definitely hook you up. Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. We're now streaming on smartphones. And, of course, a nice round for all the audience that stopped by. I swear, it's a lot of people, I swear. And also to Dave, who was also here, like, a long time ago. It was just us four. And, anything can happen.
Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah. We shared a very private conversation earlier. Very private, but that's just between you and me. Okay.
That's adorable.
It's now time to find out the moral of the show. So I'm just going to start up the Demoralizer 3000, and we're going to get right into it. Pajamas, New York, cassette tape, L.A., Heartache, No Hold 2, Lamplight, Lionel Richie, and an elephant. That means it's done. Katie, if you'll get that piece of paper, read us the moral of today's show.
Life lesson number 3. Saying thank you on a subway really means I'm not a native New Yorker, so please feel free to touch my ass.
There it is. That's the moral of the show.
That, let me just process this.
Is that 100% accurate?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. So many things say, feel free to touch my ass. It's just like hard to
put them all.
Count them all.
My guest has been Katie Costello. Find her, katiecostellomusic.com. Most importantly, go out, get Lamplight, buy 4 of them, and then distribute them to your friends.
Buy millions of them.
Please. Please do. you're going to leave us now with Dig a Hole, right?
Yes. Thank you so much for having me. I'm so happy that this was in front of all of these beautiful people. And, yeah, thank you.
And nothing to explode. I'm beginning to feel like a very crumbly string with nowhere to go and no place for your feet. Yeah, yeah. Just don't know anymore. I just don't know. Isn't this house really a box? And isn't this life? Feeling
Katie Costello. KatieCostelloMusic.com is where you can find her. And that's going to wrap it up for another Enter the Shell show. We are out of here. Later.
EnterTheShell.com. Thanks for distracting.